Eversharp, world's leading manufacturer of fountain pens, repeater pencils, lead and desk sets, producers of the new Eversharp CA and Eversharp Schick injector razors and blades, present from the Eversharp Schick Playhouse to you, the Eversharp Schick Varieties with Connie Boswell.
The crowd sees me out dancing, carefree and romancing.
Genial Jan Murray.
I got a middle name too, but I can't think of it.
Headlines with Ted Husing.
And my guest, Earl Sandy, picking the winner of the Belmont Stakes.
Jovial Joe Besser.
Don't rush me!
Our young singing discovery, Bobby Doyle.
Temptation.
Ray Block, his orchestra and choir.
Cheer, 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 cheer.
And the musical review of Jerome Kern's Showboat. All brought to you by Eversharp Schick Injector Razors and Blades. The curtain rises and our show opens with our lovely singing star, Connie Boswell.
I drove a herd of cattle down from old Nebraska away. That's how I come to be in the state of Iowa. Now I met a gal in Iowa. Her eyes were big and blue. I asked her what her name was. She said, Sioux City Sue. Sioux City Sue. Sioux City Sue. Your hair is red and your eyes are blue. I swapped my horse and my dog for you. Sioux City Sue. My Sioux City Sue. There ain't no gal as true as my sweet Sioux City Sue.
I asked her if she had a beau. She said yes, quite a few.
But till I started cutting my sweet Sioux City Sue,
the first time that I stole a kiss, I caught her stealing too.
I asked her, did she love me? Now she said, indeed I do.
That was Sioux City Sue, sung by Jan Murray.
Aren't you a little mixed up, Jan? The name is Connie Boswell.
Oh, excuse me. That was Connie Boswell, sung by Sioux City Sue.
No, not quite right.
Sioux City Boswell?
No.
Basili Sudi? Sally Malahudi?
No. Let's drop the whole thing.
Okay. A noisy little number, wasn't it?
Oh, Jan, you're impossible.
No, just improbable.
Well, if you'll give me 8-3, I'll bet you don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, no, Connie, I never gamble with women anymore. Not after this afternoon. This afternoon I played poker with 6 women. Man, did you ever play poker with 6 women? It's murder. Anything could happen. In the middle of one game, a woman dropped dead. Another woman screamed, my God, she's dead. What do we do? The third woman said, let's take out the 2s and 3s. Have their own system. You can't win. First pot, I bet, woman raised. I re-raised, she re-raised, I re-raised. She said, I called you. What have you got? I said, 4 aces. She said, what's your next highest card? Then they play a little game called low card in the whole wild. Yipe! One pot, I had 8 kings. I lost. A woman had 32 jacks. Twice I had a royal flush. I was afraid to chip. The last pot was a beaut. I bet the woman raised. I re-raised. She re-raised. I re-raised. Said, I called you. What have you got? I said, queen. She said, how many? I said, 1. I said, good. I thought you were bluffing me for a minute. Oh, you probably think it's funny me playing cards with a bunch of girls. But I like girls. I'd love to get married, but girls don't like me. I wish there was something else you could marry. But I can't help myself. I keep dreaming about girls. Every night I dream I'm in a harem. The sultan brings me a beautiful blonde. But I say no and send her back for a brunette. She comes back with a brunette. And then I wake up. Boy, do I hate myself for not taking that blonde.
Welcome news to you millions of men who own Eversharp Schick injector razors. Eversharp Schick injector blades are back. Yes, sir. Back after being away to war. Throughout the war years, all the blades we could produce went to our armed forces. But now, once again, they're yours. So start again enjoying the world's finest shave. Enjoy the speed, the comfort, the safety you knew before the war. Get out your Eversharp Schick injector, the razor with the automatic repeater blade change. The razor that feeds new blades when you need new blades, like a machine gun. Fast as this. Listen. Hear that double click? Just a push, a pull, click, click, and you're ready to shave. With blade automatically locked in the correct shaving position. Eversharp Schick injector blades are double thick. 16% sharper, last three times as long. They're made thick, hollow ground, and honed to superlative keenness. Get a supply of Eversharp Schick injector blades at your dealers tomorrow. They're better than ever, keener than ever. Yet you pay the same economical pre-war price. 20 blades for only 75 cents. If you don't own an Eversharp Schick injector razor, please be patient. Your dealer will have one for you soon. Compare. Comparison proves. Use Eversharp Schick injector for the world's finest shave.
Now, Connie?
Now, Jan.
Oh, goody, goody.
Comes now, culture.
Yes, culture, culture.
We give you an original tone poem conceived... that's right. Yes. Composed and presented now for the first time on any air by Jan Murray.
Yes.
Poet.
That's right.
Novelist. Uh-huh. Dramatist. And girdled vulcanized while you wait.
Yes.
Jan?
Music by Jan Murray, age 3. I'm crawling with culture, I love all the arts, and music makes me break out with goose flesh like warts. It thrills me, it sends me, it sets me afire,
like a girl sighing blissfully, "I love you, Maya." So now I'll relax with my heart palpitation and list to Bob Doyle as he makes with temptation.
You came, I was alone. I should have known you were temptation. You smiled, luring me on. My heart was gone, and you were temptation. It would be thrilling if you were willing, but if it can never be, pity me, for you were born to be kissed. I can't resist, you are temptation. And I am yours. Here is my heart. Take it and say we'll never part. I'm just a slave, only a slave to you. Temptation. I'm yours. Here's my heart. Take it and say we'll never part. I'm just a slave, only a slave. Temptation.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to meet Ken. Ken Roberts?
Yes, Jan.
Oh, are those people coming into the studio?
Why, look, Jan, it's a guided tour.
Follow me, ladies and gentlemen. Don't shout!
Joe Besser! Say, don't tell me you're a guide.
Why, certainly you're crazy, you. Oh, he's such a crazy.
But what's the idea of barging into the studio?
Well, who are you?
I'm Jan Murray. Those people out there are here to laugh at me.
Oh, you're such a funny.
Fine guide you are. You've only got two people in your party.
Well, when I started out, I had six. But I lost four coming through a tunnel.
Who were the four?
Two blondes and two sailors. Oh, now I get it!
Well, you have no business interrupting this program. I'm going to report you to the head of Columbia Broadcasting System.
The Columbia Broadcasting System? Hey, I'm lost!
What do you mean you're lost?
Well, I'm supposed to show these people through Chinatown.
You don't be
well, stop, Jan.
Chinatown.
Yeah, Chinatown.
Well, I can tell you how to get there. Go out that side door there. Walk down the west end of the building. Take the east elevator to the third floor. Turn to the right.
Walk
to the
fence. He's so fat.
Oh, get out of here, will you please? I'm on the air.
You? Who are you?
I told you already. I'm Jan Murray.
Oh, he's such a dumb.
But I am Jan Murray. Everybody in show business knows this face. Look at it. Look at these famous eyes. This nose, this mouth, these ears. This is Jan Murray's face. Now what have you got to say?
If I was Jan Murray, I'd beat your brains out.
But I am Jan Murray. I am. I am. I am Jan Murray, I tell
oh,
you.
Oh, shut up! He's such a crier.
Please, Besser, leave me alone. Go look for Chinatown.
But I can't find it.
I told you before, when you get off the elevator on the third floor, turn right.
But I tried that before when I came in here, and I think I'm supposed to turn left.
No, right.
No, I should have turned left.
No, you turn right.
Okay, but I'll go through that window again, and then...
You can always take a tip from the mail as to what songs top the list every week. Unanimous this week in my mail is the song coming at you right now, Laughing on the Outside. The crowd sees me out dancing, carefree and romancing, happy with somebody new. I'm laughing on the inside, crying on the inside, 'cause I'm still in love with you. They see me night and daytime, having such a gay time. They don't know what I go through. I'm laughing on the outside, crying on the inside, 'cause I'm still in love with you. No one knows, it's just a pose, pretending I'm glad we're apart. And when I cry, my eyes are dry, tears are in my heart. My darling, can't we make up? Ever since our breakup, make-believe is all I do. I'm laughing on the outside, crying on the inside, 'cause I'm still in love with you. No one knows, it's just a pose, pretending I'm glad we're apart. And when I cry, my eyes are dry, the tears are in my heart. My darling, can't we make up? Ever since our breakup, make believe is all I do. I'm laughing on the outside, crying on the inside, 'cause I'm still in love with you.
Now you can get Eversharp Schick Injector Blades again. They're back on your dealer's counters, back from the war. Eversharp Schick Injector Blades, the shave preferred by our armed forces the world over. The shave demanded above all others by 7 out of every 10 men in uniform. So start using your Eversharp Schick Injector Razor again. Enjoy once more the world's finest shave. Get a supply of Eversharp Schick Injector Blades at your dealer's tomorrow. Better than ever, keener than ever, they're yours at the same pre-war economy price. 20 blades for only 75 cents. If you don't own an Eversharp Schick Injector Razor, please be patient. Your dealer will have one for you soon. Compare. Comparison proves. Use Eversharp Schick Injector for the world's finest shave.
Connie, in our Eversharp Schick Playhouse, no names top the trio of Rogers, Hammerstein, and Kern.
Unless you add the name Showboat to round it out, Jan.
That's right. And as the show sold out for many moons to come, let's give our listeners a seat on the aisle. A free view of that great show
with Bobby Doyle, Ray Block, the orchestra and chorus.
And don't forget our lovely star, Connie Boswell.
Connie Boswell sings Bill.
But along came Bill, who's not the type at all. You'd meet him on the street and never notice him. His form and face, his mammy gray, are not the kind that you would find in a statue. And I can't explain, it's surely not his brain that makes me thrill. I love him because he's, I don't know, because he's just
Why Do I Love You, sung by Bobby Doyle.
Why do I love you? Why do you love me? Why should there be two happy as we? Can you see the why or wherefore I should be the one you care for? I'm a lucky boy, you are lucky too. All our dreams of joy seem to come true. Maybe that's because you love. Maybe that's why I love you.
Connie Boswell and Can't Help Loving That Man.
Fish gotta swim and birds gotta fly. I gotta love one man till I die. Can't help loving that man of mine. Now they tell me he's lazy, tell me he's slow, tell me I'm crazy. Well, maybe I know. Can't help loving that man of mine. When he goes away, Lord, that's a rainy, rainy day. When he comes back, that day is fine. The sun will shine. Now he can come home late as can be. Home without him just ain't no home to me. Can't help loving that man of mine.
Tell me he's lazy, tell me he's slow, tell me I'm crazy. Well, maybe I know.
I can't help loving.
Thank you.
part of the show.
Right you are, Connie, and thanks for being with us at the Eversharp Chick Playhouse. And we hope you all had fun. And now for you sports fans, here...
Sports? Well, that's what I like, sports.
Why, Jan, you didn't impress me as being the athletic type.
Oh, no. See this car? Football, 1941. See this car?
Uh-huh.
Boxing, 1942. See this car?
Yes?
My girl, last night.
Well, comes now a man who knows where he speaks when he speaks of sports. The Eversharp Chick sports specialist, Ted Husing.
Thank you very much, Ken. The baseball headlines of the week include other news than the standings of the clubs. The Mexican League has hit back at the majors with a legal slap at baseball's famous reserve clause. Opinion is widely divided among baseball experts as to the value of this action, whether it will crumble the mighty baseball dynasty or boomerang it south of the border baseball. Only time will tell. In the pennant races, the Red Sox continue leading the American League, and a close five-way battle is in progress in the National League, with the Dodgers, Cards, Cubs, Braves, and Reds all locked together. And next week's headline may be, Rail Strike, Strikes Out the Ball Clubs. And now the headline interview of the week, with one of the greatest names in horse racing, Earl Sandy.
Thank you, Ted. That was a very nice build-up.
Nice, Earl, but true. Seems to me you were one of the very few jockeys ever to ride three winners in the Kentucky Derby.
Well, that's true, but so did Eddie R. Carroll and Isaac Murphy.
Well, it also seems to me you were one of the very few jockeys to take down the Triple Crown, the Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont.
That's right, Ted. That was in 1930. I was fortunate enough to be astride that great horse, Gallant Fox.
Ah, yes, Earl, but you didn't tell that you were pretty badly hurt in an automobile accident Thursday before the Belmont. It was doubtful that you could ride, but you insisted, even though cut about the face, and you rode a front-running race to defeat which won the favorite.
Well, I wanted to win that Triple Crown, Ted. You can't blame me for that.
No, I can't, Earl. But now that you're not riding anymore and you are training, how about some tips on how to successfully train a horse?
Well, I'd say that three things are important in training racehorses.
All right, Earl. Number one.
Patience.
And number two.
More patience.
And number three.
Still more patience.
One, two, three. Well, now that I'm an expert, I'll run out and get myself a stable in the morning. Tell me this, Earl. The distances of the Triple Crown are all different. Are your training methods any different in bringing a horse up to those events?
Well, in the Derby and the Preakness, the distances are practically the same, 1.25 miles and 1.67 miles.
Uh-huh.
But it takes a little more training to get a horse ready to go 1.5 miles, which is the distance of the Belmont.
Well, speaking of the Belmont, one more question, Earl, a very easy one. As a 5-time winner of the Belmont, you ought to know, who's going to win the race on June the 1st?
That's not an easy question, but I'll take a guess.
All right, you guess, Earl. I'll listen.
This is only a guess now.
Uh-huh.
I'll say that Assault has the Indian sign on those other horses.
Okay, Earl. The headline for the Belmont is, Sandy sees Assault Belmont's best. And thank you, Earl Sandy, for the headline interview of the week.
Thank you.
This is Ken Roberts saying goodbye for our star, Connie Boswell, and for all the rest of us. Jan Murray, Joe Besser, Bobby Doyle, and Ray Block and his Eversharp Chick Orchestra and Chorus, and Ted Husing. Next week, Ted's guest will be Bill Terry. Join us next week at the Eversharp Chick Playhouse, and tune in Eversharp's other great shows, Ann Southern in Maisie Friday nights, and Phil Baker in Take It or Leave It Sunday nights over these same stations. This is Ken Roberts saying goodnight for the makers of Eversharp Chick Injector Razors and Blades. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.